This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we certainly appreciate you keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And then, of course, we've got our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and we've got our Amazon warehouse people, our Amazon drivers, too, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to have to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And, of course, you can find out more about us by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what we have to offer, and I'm sure you'll be glad to see what you see. And, oh, by the way, our podcast is over there, and the live streaming of our show is over there. And when we're not on the air and you want to hear the program, and maybe you can't play the podcast for whatever reason, there is a stream there that streams our show over and over and over again every 4 hours, and it redoes it again all day long until the next show. How about that? All right, over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to bring in the crew. No, it would be time to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
Our one nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we talked about the fact the midterms are over. It's about to get ugly. We also talked a little bit about Donald Trump and what's going on there. And it may be unclear for a week or two yet which party wins Congress, control of Congress, after Tuesday's midterms. I believe it will be the Republican Party. I still believe it will be by about 20 votes. Maybe more, but by about 20 votes. And the same Republicans are already starting to blame Donald Trump for their underperformance.
Well, certainly Trump, in any way, shape, or form, is going to be some kind of a factor in all of this. It's interesting, too, Captain, that we saw a lot of polls, and really a lot of the polls were showing that it was still going to be very, very close, or closely divided country. But I think people have had an impression, quite naturally, that it was going to be a bigger sweep. But I think in the postmortem of all this, every aspect has to be looked at. Trump is a big part of that.
Right. And before I go to the caller, when you've got somebody like Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman defeating the carpetbagger, if you will, and I'm going to call him that because a lot of people called him that in the election, which is why he probably didn't get the votes that he thought he was going to. And that was Dr. Oz. Now, did you see who Fetterman hired as an attorney?
Yes, he's actually, I think, hired Mark Elias. Goes back to Hillary Clinton and Perkins Coie.
Why do you think he did that?
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. He's won the election. He won it handily. Yeah. He certainly doesn't need him for that. So what's he need him for?
Well, come to think of it, there are going to be some issues that come up with his ability to perform the job, let's just say, because of the damage that he suffered. And again, that's no joy in talking about that. We've always wished him well for his medical condition, but you just don't know. There doesn't seem to be any kind of challenge to his victory,
right?
Because Dr. Oz has already conceded.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lance Carter, calling from South Pasadena.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just want to say, didn't Trump stump for Marco Rubio in that blue county down there turn red?
The who?
Donald Trump. Didn't he stump for Marco Rubio?
No, he appeared in an event with him, but he didn't stump for him. It was Rubio's event, and Trump showed up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and that blue county turned red, didn't it?
You're talking about Miami-Dade when the Republicans for the first time in quite a while took over control of Miami. That's what you're talking about, right?
Right, and didn't Trump show up for that event?
Right, but let me tell you something. Rubio was already ahead without Trump's help.
Yeah, but he campaigned for Vance in Ohio. He won. And Carrie Lake in Arizona, she's going to win.
I hope so. Right now she's not in the lead. She's behind by about 15,000 votes. But I get your drift. So we got to go. I'm coming on a hard break here. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Kyle, hang on. I know where he was going with that, and he had a couple of good points in there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. God bless America. Thank you very much. This is Jeff and Sarah Sota. We appreciate him doing that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Remember, go on over to MyPillow.com and go into the radio listener specials page that's there. You can save a bunch of money by using the product code CAPTAIN. Very simple. If you got any questions, call them at 800-641-5459 and you'll get some answers. You'll talk to a live person. So, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. Check out all the great things they have for sale in there. See how much money you can save on some of those products that are in there. You'll be astounded. And by the way, don't forget MyStore.com either. There's another avenue for you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren from the Kyle Warren Show. Mr. Professor, sir, how are you?
Doing great, Captain.
All right, we've got Ian, the guy they named the hurricane after, on the telephone line, so we're going to go see what this hurricane guy wants. Okay, Ian, what's up?
I just got a few comments. Everybody's doing a post-mortem on this election, Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
I don't want to get into this Trump-DeSantis thing because it doesn't mean anything to me,
no.
Really.
Nope.
But once again, we can learn a couple things here. We can learn a lot. I'm not going to go after everything, but kudos to Jeb Bush. I generally can't stand the Bushes and the Bush family. He was a great governor, but he would have been a lousy president.
Uh-huh.
Thank God we didn't have Jeb Bush. We have to thank Jeb Bush because he cleaned up our election system back after the hanging Chad fiasco in 2000. And
yep.
It was followed up. Look, the reason why Ron DeSantis, one of them, won And we had the red wave in Florida because Ron, this first Jeb Bush, of course, but we didn't know 20 years ago what happened now, but Jeb Bush laid the groundwork to follow along. But Ron DeSantis went in and cleaned up Miami-Dade,
yep.
Broward, and Palm Beach counties.
Yep.
If you look at the election, he lost Leon County. Well, that's Tallahassee. They're all Democrats. It's the government. And he lost Alachua. Well,
yep.
That's the University of Florida. That's Gainesville, Ocala.
Yep.
And I think he lost West Palm,
mm-hmm.
or Palm Beach County. So he won 64 counties in Florida. He won Miami-Dade. He won Broward because
right.
it was cleaned up.
Right.
Same thing with Ohio. Ohio, their state legislature, cleaned up all these stupid rules
yep.
that the Democrats used. Look, water's wet. The sun comes up in the east every morning. Democrats lie, cheat, steal, and
yep.
take advantage.
Yep.
The Republicans should have known this after what happened in 2018.
Yep.
They got slaughtered in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Republicans weren't on the ball in the various state legislatures and didn't clean up the mess from 2020. That's what's going on in Nevada
mm-hmm.
and Arizona
yep.
is going on right now because the Republicans then get down in the trenches and reform their election systems like Florida and Ohio did.
Right, right.
So that's my comment. And you know what? We're going to do it for another 2 years. Another 2 years means they could bring in more illegal aliens.
Sure.
Okay? And have literally more people on the ground, and they could figure more ways to steal. So there would have been a red wave. You know, there should have been a red wave.
Yep.
But the party wasn't doing their jobs in the state. Look, the Democrats, I think some talk show host on your station said, the Democrats are like birds. You ever watch a flock of birds? They all turn in unison.
That's right.
They all move together as a mass.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans don't do that.
Nope.
This is politics, man. You know, I know we're all individuals, but we have to work together collectively.
Thank you.
I know we don't like collectivism, but we have to work like the military.
Yep.
You were in the military. You
yep.
know, you got everything starts with a platoon and then you go on up.
Yep. My way or the highway. Remember that? My way or the highway.
Yeah, we don't work as a cadre.
Right.
And that's why we're getting our head handed to us.
You're right. Thank
so,
you.
Kudos to Jeb Bush. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Ian. And again, Kyle, I think you knew some of what he was talking about, but I am very familiar with what he just said. Jeb Bush started the ball rolling down there in South Florida. Plus, guess what? Jeb Bush lived in Miami.
Oh, yes, very interesting. And, no, I appreciate very much what Ian was talking about, because, again, those reforms are what set the stage, again, to have accurate elections that people feel that they have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a huge part of the battle, because otherwise, you know, if people don't feel that the election in and of itself is being legitimately run,
yeah.
legitimately concluded, that's where you get all these problems.
Now let's go to Arizona for a minute, because Carrie Lake has said something that is probably going to help her greatly, whether she wins this election or not. For any of her future endeavors, and I predict that she'll be back in politics. If she doesn't make it as governor, she'll be back in another capacity, running for another position, perhaps maybe even senator. But here's the thing. She has come out and said that she's going to make it her priority to clean up and modernize and get rid of the archaic election rules that they've got there so that they can have an election and not worry about what's going to happen and how many days it's going to take, and we're doing the best we can. And here we are, we're done at 10 o'clock at night counting I don't know how many millions of ballots, and so was in Ohio. You know, this is embarrassing for the states that are out there. We're automated, okay? We're automated, got it all done. What's wrong with these other states doing the same thing?
Well, you know, just like you're talking about, you're showing that it can be done.
Sure.
So it's no longer, it's not a theoretical
and cheaper,
idea.
And cheaper, because you don't have all these people hanging around for days on end counting ballots.
Well, exactly. So it's no longer theoretical. There are practical things, and this is one of the things about the different states, is that you can see how a particular state handled that kind of issue or what they do. You know, there's no sort of cookie-cutter way of doing it. There's no particular mandated way to do it. But the ways that work should be adopted. But as we know, Captain, you have certain party officials and certain party proclivities that say, no, we want a complex, long, drawn-out process because it allows us to, create the fraud.
Milk the system.
That has to be stopped.
Yeah,
exactly.
Milk the system, and they can change the whole nature of what's going on. And again, I just the time has come to get rid of this crap. That's going on out west because, again, talking about Donald Trump, the gentleman that called us a little while ago, Donald Trump went to Oregon. What did we win up there?
Well, we didn't. In fact, the Democrat candidate for governor has now pulled it out and has won the election.
What did we win in Washington State? I know we went there, too.
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't think we won really anything.
No. And how about California? He was out there so many times it wasn't funny. Now, we did win a couple of congressional seats.
That's right, yeah. Young Kim defeated Dr. Asif Mahmood, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then right now, Katie Porter, who has some national recognition, she's in a very tight race with someone named Scott Baugh, the Republican. And whereas she won her seat pretty easily the last couple of times, and now it's a real battle. So that is an interesting sort of change. But that's also, of course, Orange County, California, heretofore, which was pretty much a red county, but not really anymore in the last several years.
Yeah, and he went to Colorado. What did we win there?
I don't think anything, yeah.
How about New Mexico?
Yeah, I don't believe so.
How about Arizona?
Well, certainly
he might have helped a little bit, but, Carrie Lake, I think, could have won that thing all by herself. She's just such a dynamic, impressive candidate. I just really like her, and I like her style, and I think she's going to make an excellent governor. And Masters just didn't strike me as being much.
Well, exactly. But the Trump issue in and of itself, of course, you've got other commentators and news networks that are sort of touting this whole thing of Trump didn't do so well.
But my point, again, about all of this is Donald Trump needs to keep his mouth quiet. He can't go trying to pick fights with the most popular governor in America, Ron DeSantis. It's not going to get him anywhere. It's going to cost him support. Him, personally, cost him support because so many people like Ron DeSantis and his family, and especially his wife. They know the story about his wife beating cancer, which she did. Plus, she is his right hand in all of this. And mark my words, and I told people this the other day, I believe she wrote the speech for him, Ron DeSantis, that he gave, that had the whole building, state, and country on fire when he gave it.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, remember Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not attack a fellow Republican.
Yep. And Donald Trump needs to live by it and be quiet. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back, bottom of the hour. Station's getting a chance to do some news and views and all that sort of stuff. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful night, Friday morning. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
A U.S. judge in Texas has blocked President Joe Biden's plan to provide millions of borrowers with up to $20,000 apiece in federal student loan forgiveness, a plan that was already on hold as a federal appeals court in St. Louis considered a separate lawsuit by six states challenging it. District Court Judge Mark Pittman said that the program took over Congress's power to make laws. Four deaths have been tied to Tropical Storm Nicole, all in Florida's Orange County. A man and a woman died after they were electrocuted by a downed power line on Thursday morning. Two others died in a car crash on Florida's Turnpike, in a probable storm-related death. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. Veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
Betcha, tell them the captain sent you, because HeroesMile.com, the website, is a place where you can go, all veterans, and talk veteran to veteran with the person on the other end that's been through what you've been through, understands what you're going through, and can help you out and give you the right help and point you in the right direction. Extremely important stuff. Extremely important stuff. Now, all that being said, the people at Heroes Mile also want to help out our first responders. Now, the help can be not only for PTSD and for medical ailments and whatnot, or for maybe trying to get your benefits or trying to upgrade or whatever the situation might be, but it can also be for trying to help you with your finances, because a lot of people have a lot of trouble with their finances because they aren't able to get the disability rating they need to have, and there's other things that go on there as well. But these people will work with our veterans, and they will work with our first responders because they have been through what you've been through yourself. So keep that in mind. HeroesMile.com is a website. That's O-E-S on the hero, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. And if you want to call them on the phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. All right, let's go back here to the telephone line and bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty, there you are. Okay, now, we need to keep talking about the disappointments. It wasn't all GOP Tuesday night. There were some serious disappointments. For example, Georgia. A lot of people thought, and I did too, I was one of them, that Herschel Walker would just win that first time around, get his 50 plus 1%, we'd be on our way. But he didn't. And a lot of people didn't particularly care for his story, it appears, about the situation with some of the women, perhaps. That's what I've been told by people up in Georgia who have bothered to call me, listeners up there, or text me. However, if Herschel will come back and remember, as many Christians remember too, forgive and forget, that maybe you did something along the line that you're not proud of or whatnot, but, you know, you've gotten over it, you've learned from it, you're sorry for whatever your mistake was, and away you go. If you remember right, how did Bill Clinton get out of the mess he was in?
Well, you know, eventually, you know, it was obvious what had happened, but in many ways he had to do kind of a mea culpa, basically.
He started walking around with the Bible. He started talking to Billy Graham. Remember, Billy Graham was around then still. He started talking to other religious leaders, brought him into the White House and had meetings with him and had counselings with him and that sort of stuff. Well, maybe, and I realize that Herschel is a devoutly religious person too, but maybe it's about time for him to step up his game a little bit.
Well, that's a very good analysis. I think, of course, you know, the idea that the left was trying to paint Herschel Walker as doing something wrong,
right,
in their mind, but at the same time they sort of tout the very thing that they're trying to criticize him about as being somehow good and noble. So you know they can't really have it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You know, even devoutly religious people make mistakes. And so the pathway to redemption, as it were, is definitely there. And so, yes, maybe in terms of optics and so forth, like you're talking about with Bill Clinton, that might be helpful. But it'll be interesting to see if this runoff focuses primarily on the idea of abortion or if it's going to go to some of these other issues. Now, mostly you would think that the big issues are going to be the economy, et cetera.
Yep.
But these midterms have shown us that abortion is actually a pretty active issue in many of these respects.
And the other thing is that we hear that Trump is planning to launch his 2024 presidential run here on the 16th of this month. A lot of people now are telling him, saying, hey, wait till after the Georgia primary. The Georgia rerun.
The runoff, yeah, exactly. Runoff, yeah, but even so, it's still very early, and of course Donald Trump is no stranger to creating a dramatic impact on something. Basically, it's a he's very adept at that. But here we are; the midterms are almost over. You know, according to the idea of finally getting the final votes counted and see who controls Congress.
Right.
But it just seems like it's also incredibly early on in any respect. But if he wants to capture the limelight, he will do it. But the idea is at what cost?
Yeah, and he wants to be the person that's talked about all the time, every time, and when it comes to Republicans. And granted, he has got to this time around, if he wants to help our candidates get elected, okay, the ones that we're still waiting on, especially Herschel Walker, he needs to stay out of that race.
Well, sure, because it's the idea of a lightning rod. The race is going to be incredibly hard.
Becomes about Donald Trump.
Well, precisely, precisely. And that's not going to help. If Trump was, let's say, wildly popular or something like that, it still would have the same kind of lightning rod effect.
And I'll give you another example. AOC. Up in New York, she's demanding accountability amongst her own people after Republicans made significant gains across the Empire State on Election Day. What did she say? Well, reacting to the Election Day results, she demanded, get this, demanded that the New York State Democratic Party President, Jay Jacobs, resign from his position.
Well, it's really a tough sell. You know, what the Democrats had, I mean, they were able to make a lot of inroads, as we've seen. But, you know, the stuff that she wants to sell doesn't sell itself. You know, the stuff that that the conservatives or the GOP is talking about, actually does resonate with people across all races, across, all economic, socioeconomic strata, because it's about people trying to live their lives, their best life, and have great opportunity. What AOC is talking about is ideology.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to finish our segment here with this before we go to the Truckers Weather segment. But the InfoWars fearless leader, Alex Jones, has now been ordered to pay an additional $473 million more to the Sandy Hook families. There's another one. He just wouldn't keep his mouth shut.
There is a time to keep your mouth shut. That's exactly it.
And by running his mouth and by saying, we're going to challenge and this isn't anything and it's not legal, and by doing all of that stuff, they tacked him with some more money.
Well, precisely. And I can't imagine, how this is ever going to, that he would ever pay off such an amount. I know that he's got money, but
not that kind.
No, exactly. I can't imagine what the families went through. I can't even imagine what the parents felt like, and so forth. And it's just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, Friday. And I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's coming right up.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Lewis, on America's Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Staring at the face
That's Little Brooks and Dunn. That's called Only in America. And you remember that one, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. Tell us about the weather.
Well, Captain, right now we're checking out some snow, of course, that we were talking about last hour, and it's still there on I-25, but it's now a little bit south of Colorado Springs as you're heading to Fountain. Then you're going to have some sleet down around Pueblo, but over a little bit east of the I-25 near Cannon City, you've definitely got snow. And up on I-70, if you're coming around Lyman or towards Flagler, as you head for the border, you're going to be in snow in that area as well. And, of course, that's going to be with you as soon as you come out of Colorado Springs and head towards I-70. So be careful of that. And then, of course, we continue with the cold temperatures. We also continue with the fog advisory, California 99, from just north of Bakersfield all the way up towards Modesto. So you want to be aware of that as well. So be careful out there this morning.
All right. Well, you want to talk about cold temperatures. All of a sudden, here we go. Freeze warnings through the middle of Oklahoma. High 40 are going into Oklahoma City. I-35 north-south all the way down into Texas, down towards the Ark-La-Tex area as well, and down into Dallas-Fort Worth. And you've got over to the west, over to Lubbock, and over into New Mexico, and on down, straight down out of Lubbock, down to the Mexican border, a freeze, all the way down there to Fort Stockton, coming across I-10. The I-20 and I-10 split, you're going to have the freeze warning right across I-20, all the way over to Sweetwater. Maybe a little bit further, and almost all the way over to San Antonio on I-10, so be advised of that. You've got some gale winds tonight along the Texas coast from Brownsville on up to Houston, so be advised of that. In addition, we still got some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico as the storm Nicole pulls away from us and goes up the East Coast. You have a hurricane. Well, the hurricane warnings are gone. Sorry, you have tropical depression warnings. You have severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. You have tornado watches and warnings in parts of South Carolina and the southeastern corner of North Carolina right now. Rain all the way from the mountains of Virginia and Carolina down to the coastline, I-77. You're going to have rain almost all the length of it down to Columbia, South Carolina, from up into Virginia. And going up the East Coast, it's if you're going along the coastline, folks, you're going to have winds. You're going to have a lot of waves. There's going to be a lot of beach erosion and whatnot as the system goes north. Did a lot of damage down in South Florida yesterday. The homes that were damaged, that were hanging by a thread, literally, along the edge of the ocean, well, guess what? They fell into the ocean. They lost them yesterday, so there's nothing you could do about it. And we got a gale warning all the way up to Nova Scotia tonight. So it's going to be really windy. Waves are going to be really rough. And then looking up in way up north, way up yonder, in North Dakota, up around Minot to the east, a little bit further west from Minot, all the way across to Duluth, Minnesota. You've got snow, lots of it. You've got a winter storm warning in the central part of Minnesota tonight. And we've got some snow in the Upper Peninsula. We've got some real cold temperatures and unsettled conditions, eastern part of Iowa. And again, as I said, freeze warning for Texas, freeze warning for Oklahoma. And we're not talking about just a little bit. We're talking about a solid freeze warning. So be advised. You got to get that fuel right if you're going that away, and especially up into the mountains, too, out west. Get that fuel right. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight in a weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway Bible Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Big old surprise last night for some people. We didn't really see this coming, but a federal judge struck down Joe Biden's student debt forgiveness and called it unlawful.
It is. It is unlawful. We knew it going in. Was very, very happy with that decision, by the way. But the administration says they are going to appeal that decision. And interestingly enough, there was one point where Biden actually said in a gaffe that he was very happy that that passed legislation by 2 or 3 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well,
so,
never know.
Well, I mean, first of all, the House is the body that controls the money.
Right.
And not the White House. So mm-hmm. It begins and doesn't end there.
Okay, and before we go to break, what do you think about the Las Vegas elections chief saying that we're counting the votes as quickly as we can? What part of that don't I understand?
Well, I mean, they're pretty much saying the same thing in Maricopa County, too, in Arizona. It's really kind of an outrage. But we also need to remember we got California that's still in play and Oregon and Washington. So,
correct.
You know, this does not bode well for any kind of confidence in the system.
No, and Carrie Lake did say one thing. She said if she is indeed elected to governor of Arizona, she's going to initiate legislation to modernize the election system and get rid of all this drawback.
Well, I don't know that she's going to have an uphill battle on that one.
Well, they're going to go automated if they can.
They're going to go to, well, they're automated, but...
Until they get the ballots, then they count them by hand. Jeez. I was watching them yesterday. I was watching what they were doing when they were showing what they were doing. That went out 20 years ago. My God. And the only reason I know that is because I worked at the elections office one election to see what it was like.
It's an embarrassment.
It is. Most certainly is. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, a lot more stuff to talk about here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon will be back. I'll be back. You'll be back. Well, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.